talk about adapting from Grambling that's offense to what you're going to be seeing with this quarterback here at A&M.
From Grambling's offense to A&M, it's basically the same style of offense. They're both going to run spread. Grambling was more more tempo, but, you know, A&M, they're going to just be hurry up quick. I think they were one play short of 100 this past weekend.
Talking about Johnson, quarterback, that's obviously going to present quite a few problems for any team in the US.
I think he's basically just a bigger Carruthers. I mean, Carruthers, he was a pretty decent passer. And this guy Johnson, he's a big passer. He's a big guy. He's mobile, just like Carruthers, you know, shifty, and able to make plays with his feet and able to hit receivers downfield. And I see a lot of similarities between him and Carruthers.
How frustrating is it to play against a multi-dimensional quarterback, one that cannot just beat you with your arm, but, of course, ones that can scramble, beat you with your legs? How the challenges of that?
It's pretty challenging, but, you know, we love challenges, so, you know, just that's how it is.
What's the awe factor like this week? Playing in a big stadium like A&M, playing a big-time hype player like Johnson, what's the awe factor like for you guys as players?
Really, I just see it as just another team. I just taking the shots because we play, you know, all different type of teams and big factors, you know, big places, whatever. And we had big names behind them, like the former Kansas quarterback. I think he was running for the Heisman at that time when we played them my freshman year. I mean, we just taking the strides.
So the quarterback's pretty much faithless to you. It doesn't matter.
It don't matter. I mean, he's a good player and all, so we respect his game. But, you know, we respect every team and their dimensions and what they bring to the field.
Is that 12th man faceless over there?
I never heard 12th man until I came here.
did y'all get caught up in all the hype with the Grambling game again? I was asking, you know, you were favored so much, and did you not be overconfident, but what was it like once they kind of hung around long enough to make it a game?
I felt we heard a lot of, you know, beat Grambling, Grambling beat us. Yeah. We heard a lot of that. And really, I think – at first, we came in, we was like, yeah, but we realized, you know, we had to settle into the game. I think we came in just jacked up, you know, wouldn't worry about our assignments and stuff. But once we settled in, we got better or whatever. And Grambling is not a bad team. They're really a good team, and they did a lot of good things against us.
They were able to move the ball on you somewhat, but it seems like whenever they got into your end of the field, you know, there's a few third and twos, third and threes, you're able to step up and make the stop and get them off the field. So how's the defense able to sort of rise to the challenge when you needed to?
I mean, that's a good aspect that we're able to rise to the challenge. So hopefully we won't let teams get that close to a third down situation. I mean, but, you know, when you're moving the ball like Grambling did, I mean, that type of stuff is going to rise. But, you know, the old saying, bend but don't break.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Thank you.